Go to Woking Computer is looking a little bit overcast, a little bit cloudy. It's not too cold this morning. That's my kind of layman's weather forecast. Let's get a more expert view on the weather and say hello to Simon. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John.
Morning. How are you doing this morning, Simon?
I'm doing all right. I've been quite busy this week. I've seen some Christmas lights in Shearwater this week.
Ooh.
And I've been to the ITF 15 Sohills Racing Show. We do it every Friday. My friends do me. on a Friday, I show, and we did a live one this week, which was brilliant. I even got a video of a train coming to Woking at the same time we coming to back to Woking train station on Friday night, which is amazing. Video, which is incredible. And, yeah, I've been quite busy doing other stuff as well this week, John, basically.
Oh, getting ready for Christmas. Are you all ready for Christmas then now? Are you all sorted?
Yeah,
so you can relax.
I just posted off a Christmas card for my uncle last night. He'll get his Christmas card before Christmas. And, I've got other Christmas cards to give other people next week. I'm going to Kate and Gavin's group on Tuesday next week at the Sovereign Pub. It's a Christmas do, so I'll be going to my Christmas too.
Yeah. Do you know, it's such a busy time of year. I found myself with weeks in December where I'm literally out every single night, and you find that, you know, people's like, oh, you don't want to meet up, do you want to do this? You've got stuff to do, and you just don't get enough hours in the day. It's a very busy month, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, I had to take the hours away from my sleep last night. That's why I had to lie in this morning.
Oh.
We're both very busy, John. It's
it is, right. Yeah. I think we can forgive that because you're a very active person. But so what are the lights like in Shearwater then this year?
They're amazing. They're beautiful. They're stunning. They're just amazing. I mean, I just really enjoyed them. I mean, I walked up there, walked back. And, it was a good walk. And the good news is, I've seen a fitness therapist this week, which is great news. Mm. And he said the foot injury is not as bad as it seems. He's not worried about it too much. He's given me some other exercises to do. Fine, I see an actual fitness therapist. And he said, try this for 6 weeks. If it doesn't work, come back and see me again, John. So by next year, mid-January, if it hasn't improved, come back and see him.
Yeah.
So I feel positive now. He said, it's not That's as good. Bad as it seems. And you can sort of do a bit more stuff, but obviously be careful. You'd have to worry about it as much as you thought. It's only slight. It's not even a tear. It's only a slight Achilles heel damage. It's not as bad. It's only minor. So this is good news.
Yeah, that's a positive then, to take you into Christmas, knowing that it's not as bad as you thought it was. So, yeah.
I can do a 3-hour walk and not have to worry about it too much.
I was going to say.
That's all. It hurts. It's like a wasp, a bee sting. It's like annoying little sting from a wasp or whatever. It just keeps on going. After a certain amount of distance of walking, also 3 hours of walking, that's it. But it's all right, so it's not
that's
bad,
good. So there you go. Definitely a positive there. So that's good. So you've been checking out Christmas lights. I love this time of year. The ones in St John's, have you seen them this year? They're beautiful. They always put on a good display in the village.
I must go and do those ones next and get down there tonight, John. That's what I might do tonight.
Yeah. See, I went to check out the Christmas lights in Epsom, but I went during the daytime, so it wasn't as magical as it was dark. Slight mistake there. But there you go. So weather-wise, then, here we are, a week away from Christmas. What's happening with the weather there at the moment?
The moment, well, it's very nice today. It's high 11 Celsius across Woking Town locally, and it's going to be quite mild. Next Monday, it might be high 13 across Woking Town, so that's very mild. And Tuesday might be quite mild, but quite wet and horrible. And we might get a named storm next week called Storm Garrick, but I could be wrong. Depends on the low-pressure systems from Atlanta, how powerful, and the jet stream, and the warm air to the south and the cold air to the north, how much they power up the jet stream. If they power up enough, then the storm could be coming our way, but it could be further west. Storm could be, of course, northwest England, around Bude and Cornwall. I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen next week, but it will vary, John, basically. It will just vary, literally vary.
Okay.
Literally.
But it sounds like it's been quite mild, though, in the run-up to Christmas over next week.
Yes, very mild. I mean, the ultimate white Christmas on a 25% chance. It's always changed the forecast every day, and it's very hard, but it doesn't look like a storm's coming across the UK. It probably looks like to me it's further west now, across northwestern England, so there's a storm definitely coming across the UK called Storm Garrick next week. Just pinpointing where it's going to be on Thursday, Friday, or even Saturday, towards Christmas week next week. We call it the Christmas week, or after, right, towards Christmas. It's very hard to predict, John. That's the issue.
Yes, 25% to chance. Okay, so a quarter chance. Okay, so still, if you put money on it being a white Christmas, it could could happen. It's like 25% chance. But yeah, at the moment, it doesn't feel cold enough for snow. But what's it going to be like? Just thinking Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Maybe if you're going for a Boxing Day walk next week, you know, just a tradition. I mean, what's it? Is it going to be good walking conditions, do you think?
Well, it's probably going to be grey, wet, not great if the Atlantic keeps coming from the west. But if it doesn't, and we get a northwesterly wind, and it's a northwesterly wind, not a westerly wind, then we could get cold weather and dry weather. We might even get some snow showers on Christmas Day. It's a 50% chance with GEM at the moment. Mm. But it's weather forecast of the change.
Yes.
As I said to you now, but it's possible we could get snow on Christmas Day, but it's a 50% chance at the moment. But it's very, odds are very stacked against it at the moment, because it's very mild. But every day, the Swindonza goes cold, hot, cold, yeah. and we get closer, it gets more verified, and you could go, right, it's going to definitely be a mild Christmas. Oh, it's going to be a cold Christmas. Oh, it's going to be in the 20s. It's going to be very close, John, to be a cold Christmas. We've just got to get that low pressure system further south, not high pressure further west towards Greenland.
So what do you prefer then, Simon? Do you know, I mean, traditionally, you know, Christmas Day, if it's freezing cold and there's snow falling, that sort of Christmas card scene, being tucked inside by the open fire. Well, do you like it when it's mild at Christmas? Which one do you prefer?
Well, officially, it used to recently be mild back in Henry VIII time, in 1500 or so. Mm. It was usually mild. The only reason it got cold at Christmas, and it got cold Christmases, was due to the Krakatoa volcano go off in the Victorian times, and that became an addition. But originally, it wasn't an addition to be cold at Christmas. It wasn't an actual addition thing across the UK. It was actually supposed to be mild at Christmas and colder later on in the winter. So, officially, Christmases weren't really that cold originally, only the Victorian times, John. Okay. So, I like a cold Christmas. Yes, I'd love a cold Christmas, but I won't be here for it because I'm going abroad, Sir John, so I won't be seeing it.
So you want to get snow anyway, because you're going skiing or something, aren't you?
I'm going higher ground, so I'm cheating this year.
Oh, so yeah, you're guaranteed a white Christmas. Okay, so we can look out on your YouTube channel to see videos of you over Christmas on the ski slopes and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, you'll enjoy all the skiing bits.
Lovely.
All the views and the snow blizzards. If there's snow blizzards, there will be snow blizzards up there, definitely, this Christmas. Probably more snow blizzards than last year. I wouldn't be surprised, John. I would not be surprised on that.
Lovely.
It's all about the weather for the next week or so. I won't be around for the next 2 weeks. So I'll be away. So this is my last talk on your show for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, there we go. The last one this year. So thank you, I should say, at this point. Thank you for coming on every week and telling us about the weather. And it's always nice to catch up with you, Simon.
It certainly is, John. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
You're welcome. And if we want to find you on YouTube, then remind us, where do we go?
Simon H. Evans.
Yeah, type that into YouTube and check out all the videos. And there'll be some Christmas light videos on there, no doubt.
Oh, yes, definitely will be.
There you go. Save your tour and looking at yourself and just go watch it on a YouTube channel and find out what's going on locally with all the lights and the weather and everything. Simon, have a lovely Christmas and we'll catch up very soon.
Thanks very much. See you, John.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Happy New Year as well. Bye, Simon. Bye.